So her possible extradition back to Azerbaijan.
Dominic, thank you. Well, Tom Keating from the Royal United Service Institute has been looking at the papers. Tom, leaving aside the sort of humour value of whatever she managed to spend at Harrods, what do these details tell us about how suspected corrupt wealth is moved around?
There's the greatest hits of illicit finance and money laundering in these papers that I've enjoyed looking at. They show you how complexity is favoured by individuals like this. The way in which the properties were owned, they weren't owned in her name or his name. They were owned through a series of shell companies. So complex ownership. We see Investor Visa getting a mention here. Investor Visa, the way that one can essentially buy the rights to live in the UK if you're prepared to invest enough money in the UK. Another loophole that the government are trying to close. So we saw all the tools on display here for money laundering, but we also see the challenges. I mean, these are hundreds of pages of work by the NCA to go after one individual, two properties. There was a case recently, not an unexplained wealth order, but a case recently announced by the NCA that took 8 years, a similar case, 8 years to complete. So complexity is the issue here, but it's great that the NCA is finally moving forward on these kinds of cases to go after dirty money in the UK.
Were there institutional failings, and have they been revealed in these papers?
I'm not sure we can say there were institutional failings. The UK as a country has not really cared about illicit finance, or it hasn't demonstrated it cares about illicit finance for the last 10 or 20 years. We're playing an urgent game of catch-up, reforming organisations like Companies House and, frankly, making it easier to go after this dirty money. So the failing has been over the last 20 years, the failing to strengthen the system in the UK. We need to strengthen the system now to avoid this kind of thing happening again. And we need to go after the dirty money that's already arrived here.
So there is more to do to strengthen the system. There are further changes.
There's plenty more. So Companies House is at the heart of company registration in the UK. The government is consulting on reforming that at the moment. That's a major weakness in the system. More resources, as the Director General of the NCA, Lynn Owen, said recently when the National Strategic Assessment on Organised Crime was announced. We're a long way from having a perfect system. We have 20 years to make up.
Tom Keating from the Royal United Services Institute, thank you. Mount Everest has claimed another victim, the 11th to die on this fatality.